Many Alaska villages don't have running water and flushing toilets. Instead of using a bathroom, people retire to a room in a house, pull a curtain, and use a honey bucket, typically a 5-gallon bucket with a toilet seat on top and a plastic bag inside. Instead of showers, they rely on steam baths or sponge baths. Water for drinking and washing has to be hauled in. That's all changing in Akeechaak, where most of the village's nearly 700 people began getting modern plumbing for the first time this spring and summer and finding their lives transformed. More than 3,000 homes in Alaska, concentrated mostly in 32 villages, lack running water. The people who live in them are among more than 2 million Americans who don't have basic indoor plumbing, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. It's not just an inconvenience, it's a health issue, with higher rates of respiratory illnesses and skin infections like impetigo and boils where plumbing doesn't exist. In Akeechaak, Westside residents have the hookups for nearly 2 decades, but work on the east side, where most of the townspeople live, was slowed for years until village officials met certain conditions to unlock $28 million in federal and state funding. Honey buckets aren't gone entirely. Living in Alaska is expensive. A pound of black pepper costs $34, and a can of corned beef hash is $11, for example. So some residents are unwilling or unable to pay the $100 monthly cost for the water service. The entire project is important to not only this generation, but also to the ones that follow, because brushing teeth, taking baths, and doing dishes that will become normalized, leading to healthier communities, said Robert Sitton, a superintendent on the construction project for the Alaska Native Tribe Health Consortium. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana.